All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it. Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And welcome to Doug Thornton from the American Vindicta Show. And together we have a show called the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're going to hit a number of things today. Before we do, though, I need to stress this to you, ladies and gentlemen. The more I look at the economy, the more I see banks are in trouble, retirements are in trouble. Biden is now trying to get new regulations passed against your retirements. You can't start over. And this is why you need to let Noble Gold put your retirement under your control and back it with something that's worked for 6,000 years, namely gold. And I have to give this disclaimer. FTC wants me to tell you that all investments carry inherent risk and past performance can't be construed as future expectations. We agree with giving the warning. Too bad they didn't do it for FTX and with all the thousands of people that got screwed there. But nonetheless, I'll say this. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years, been an advertiser for six. I think that tells you what I think of the company. They're the best there is. There's no pressure. And you sit there, you leave your money in the bank, leave your retirements associated with the banking fund, you're going to lose everything. And I speak from family experience. My mom, they were part of the Ford family. Yeah, that's right. Henry Ford. Yeah. And he did nothing to help them when they faltered during the Depression. But she went from a little child from riches to rags, was raised in poverty after being a millionaire in a family of millionaires. And so we know that I was raised on this. I was raised on no debt. I was raised on pay your bills, do the right thing. Because of my family history on my mom's side. My dad's side of the family escaped the Germans prior to World War II. So I got a double dose of growing up. And that made quite a marriage between my mom and my dad. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you need to be in a parallel economy as much as you can. I was telling Doug before the show, it's hard to be in the parallel economy. It's really hard. But the more you can separate from these criminals who have done a coup d'etat against our country, the better off you're going to be when the poop hits the fan. So let me send you a free information packet, Noble Gold. You go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call them directly. Just tell them I told you to call, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Do not let the grass grow under your feet. When John Kerry's making statements like he wants to wipe out humanity, which is essentially what he said, we don't have a long time, people. They're going to collapse the system. Get out of the system while you can. 877-646-5347. Well, Doug, let's start right there because our Noble Gold ad fit right into this. My personal feeling is John Kerry is expressing a knee-jerk reaction because they're scared to death of what's happening in Germany and how it's spreading to France and the UK, and they don't want it to come to America with our 400 million handguns. So I think they've got to move against this pretty quickly. And I'm going to give you the credit that you deserve. You said almost 3 years ago, long before people were talking about this, we're going to have a grid down. They're going to stop the counter pushback by taking the grid down. You still feel that same way?
I don't think you can take it off the table, Dave.
Yeah.
With John Kerry is a New World Order fanatic. He's one of their zealots, and he's a mouthpiece, and he's out there saying that we needed to populate the world because humans are the rising and increasing threat to the world. Their Gaia worship that they're so worried about. Did you know that we just discovered, and this was a brilliant scientist who was on Tucker Carlson, that there is so much methane in the moon Titan for Jupiter, I believe it's Jupiter, that it literally encompasses the entire ocean of Jupiter is methane. But yet, where did the methane come from if there's no fossil, quote, fuels, if there's no fossils? So how did methane get there, right?
Well, things are heating up on Mars too. So are they driving too many cars on Mars?
It's such bullshit. Here's what's really funny. John Kerry goes from speech to speech saying you don't need electricity, you don't need cars, you don't need running water, you don't need all these things. And yet, how many mansions does a guy own? Has he ever flown coach? He flies private everywhere he goes. These people are sycophants. They want you and I to be happy with eating the bugs, sleeping on a dirt floor. They want us to be medieval times serfs to their kingdom. I freaking refuse. I absolutely refuse to do that to me and my family. I know you Americans out there refuse to do that. And I know you people from Australia and Canada and those of you that are in Europe. We have people that are from Thailand that listen to us. We have people from South America that listen to us. All of us free people around the world. You ready to sleep on your dirt floors with no electricity, eating bugs? Some people are already unfortunate enough to have to live that way because their country is so crappy and the changeovers of administrations have been so terrible that while those in charge of the country sleep in palaces, their people sleep in poverty. Well, that's what they want here in America too, because we got cars, we got careers, we got retirements, we got homes, we have wonderful families, decent school systems, and we have the ability to carry what they don't want you to have. The Second Amendment, guns. We will die for this country, and we've proven it for hundreds of years. They don't want that. They don't want that spirit, that spirit of self-reliance that Americans have. And that's why they're shipping in these people from all over the world who don't have that same mentality. And they're coming here from impoverished nations, coming to a soon-to-be impoverished nation, and it's only going to make the system worse. There's no way you can take tens of millions of people, push them into America, and expect America with that amount of growth overnight almost, for the economy to catch up. So you have social economic impacts, you have economic impacts, and then you have the true social impacts, which is where you have communities that are physically being accosted by people coming across the border, and you have crime rates and all this other stuff is going up. Get this, the same people, John Kerry's cronies in Maine, are building free luxury apartment-like hotels
or hotel-like apartments, I guess, for illegals, rent-free, rent-free.
For 2 years.
State of the art. Yeah. Hey, man, I would love not to pay my mortgage for 2 years. That'd be awesome, right? So you have people who don't, who are in charge of America. They don't think about Americans first. They attack the entire America First Party, which is why they hate Donald Trump. And they're going to be the ones who say, listen, America First is gone. Your Second Amendment gone. First Amendment gone. Your right to a speedy trial. Your Fourth Amendment gone. Your ability for the government not to be able to stay inside your own home. All those constitutional rights, okay, all gone. All gone because they'll replace it with communism. That's what they are. The elite want to stay at the top where they can eat their lobster thermidor and their freaking filet mignons, and they want us down here eating bugs. But there needs to be a taskmaster right there in the middle. That middle economy, that's the taskmaster. You'll have just enough that you don't want to risk going back down. So that means you'll keep your thumb on other people just enough so that your family stays okay. Right? I'll just ride it out until I'm retired. No, you won't. There will be no retirement. In 5 years, at the rate we go, there'll be no retirement. No retirement. Social Security will be dead. And our grid only gets more decomposed every day. We have, I think still in some places, 1970s and 1980s technology. Technology decomposes over time. And it has to be replaced. Well, it's not being replaced because all the power plants and all these other places that produce electricity are privately owned, and they don't spend the money the government tells them to spend. And who's going to enforce it?
I have a problem with this, though. What happened to the $1.6 trillion fund to reconstitute and modernize America?
Oh, well, that went into the NSA bill. That went into spying on you. That went into making your kids transsexuals and hating God and being unpatriotic. That's where that money went to. Oh, well, it also went into terrorism. We can't forget that. It went into terrorism, and then it went into funding bogus medicines that don't work, vitamins that are even less powerful than they used to be for the human body, and also for disease X. That's what your money went to. Oh, but you should all sleep well tonight knowing that should the power go out, should the next big thing happen, I would say you should all feel happy. Congress won't miss a meal. They got free insurance. All these billionaires will be taken care of. They got their bunkers. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic. This is what they want for America. Dave, what you and I grew up with and built ourselves in our own lives in America and our forefathers, this is not what they want anymore. We built America to the point that it's now a giant prison system. You're controlled by your politicians. They're your jailers. You're controlled by the legislative system. By the taxes, your mortgage companies, your insurance companies, all these things that you have to pay money to, you're taxed upon tax. So by the time the American people get the ability to have a little bit of freedom to spend money on something, they got to do what? Well, we got to buy new clothes because our clothes deteriorate faster than ever. Our cars deteriorate faster than ever. The food, you ever went to the grocery store, bought freaking just vegetables and they last more than 4 days in your refrigerator? They almost instantly start like melting inside these containers that you buy them in. Which is why I highly suggest people, you better start doing your own sense of farming. The American people can't afford to continue to go the route that we're going without any interruption already. John Kerry wants to interrupt that and make it even worse. Because Dave, his depopulation was something we haven't talked about in a while. It's eugenics. That's what he's really talking about.
He doesn't specify how it's done. but I don't think we need to really speculate. The death curve from the vaccines is off the charts, and it's only going to get worse. And people are and people before you wrinkle your nose up and go, I heard the mainstream media, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, it's not a conspiracy theory that your insurance rates have doubled and tripled, is it? Well, they got to make up for the health, excuse me, the life insurance benefits they're paying off by jacking up the auto and home rates. And this is how they're making the money up. And I've had actuaries admit this to me. So the death shot is out there. And just make no mistake about it. You know how disgusting this is, Doug? There's a national website called the NFHS.org, National Federation, and it manages to some degree loose management of high school sports across 50 states. And they run you can watch football games, basketball games for subscribers. Before you could actually go watch a game, every single time they start off with this commercial, like stopping a penalty kick, like blocking a shot, or intercepting a pass, defense wins. And the same is true in your life. You need to get vaccinated. You need to get vaccinated. It's the best defense right now. And it's 1 minute of this vaccine bullshit before you can watch one game on the National Federation site. And you know what they're leaving off is, gee, we're up to about 17 million deaths now worldwide. Yeah, kids, go kill yourself.
If you tell a lie big enough and long enough for enough time, people will believe it, right? That's a rough quote from the Nazi party, but it's true. Goebbels invented what we now call counterintelligence, more or less. And if you take over the airwaves, if you take over the online system so that every time you go to watch a video, it's AstraZeneca, it's this vaccine, it's this medical pill. Hell, when's the last time you saw, be a good person? Make sure you pray today. You'll never see that. You'll never see that. You'll rarely ever see a commercial for anything that relates to Christian values, which this country was based off of. It's the lobbyist. Have taken over our politics, and our politicians are the lobbyists. So, who bought them off? These big companies, big tech, big intelligence, big prison, China, Russia, big oil, you name it. It's all there. The speech that Truman gave. Or excuse me, Dwight D. Eisenhower gave talking about the technocracies. This is the area, this is the era that we live in now. And it's almost paradoxical. Like we knew this was going to happen, but we never knew how it was going to happen. And then all these TV shows and books and comics, they told you how it was going to happen, how they could do it. And then in their TED talks and their WEF talks, they come out and they say, well, this is how we plan on doing it. This is the technology for how we'll do it. And here we are wondering, how the hell could these people ever take over us to the point that they could just whisper something in a microphone, play it a few times as a commercial, and people go, oh, I need my sixth shot this week. I'm not protected enough from
Now,
the disease that we created.
let me say this as a former researcher. When you take this new vaccine, the new two that are out for the COVID, okay, for the so-called variants, it was tested on eight animals, no humans, no control group, no experimental group, and all eight animals died. That's what you're taking.
Well, now there's what they're preparing for disease X, right?
Ebola. It's
Yeah.
Ebola.
We have here in Texas alone, and I'll have to tip my hat slightly to Greg Abbott for taking over a small park where I think it's an Eagle Pass where they're the illegals are coming in every day. But we have what we consider. And I don't know if this is what we catch and document or what we're just considering crosses the border. But just alone in Texas, 10,000 people a month. 10,000 people, or excuse me, a day, not a month, a day. That's been updated, right? So I don't know how many of you are good at the maths. My Marine Corps math is not that great. But if you multiplied, let's do some simple multiplication. Let's just be a smart ass here for a second. If I do 30 times 1,000, let's see. Oh, that's 30,000 people a month coming into Texas.
No, a day. You're talking 10,000 a day. 10,000 a day. Is that right?
Yeah, 10,000 a day.
10,000 a day. Do you know how much that is?
Dude.
Do you know how much that is? 10,000 a day?
That's a lot.
70,000 a month. That's
300,000 a month.
That's right.
300,000 people a month alone.
3 1/3 million people in a year.
Listen, when Obama was president and we started to rotate down to the border for border operations, I remember talking to some old crusty dudes that were in the Border Patrol about ready to retire. And I asked them, like, how many people do you think is actually illegal in this country? And this was, you know, God, 9 years ago, 10 years ago. And they say, oh, I don't know, 30 million. And that number has grown every day, every week, every month. And now it's hyper growth, right? So me personally, I think we're somewhere between 40 and 45, possibly higher million illegal people in this country. You have no idea their criminal history. You have no idea the terrorism operations that they're already involved in. We have so much terrorism already here in America. We don't need any more people to make it worse, right? It's already at a high enough level that it's horrible. They just haven't done anything yet. But you keep influxing the wrong people to join these crowds, to grow their little armies, and then you don't know about the diseases. When we were doing the border operations in 2017, 2018, remember we talked to that poor bastard from the CDC, and he was run rampant. And he said, man, if you had any idea the type of disease we are cataloging in these hospitals that are coming across, tuberculosis, they had every type of MERS and SARS virus, bird flu, HIV, AIDS, obviously, all different kinds of hepatitis. I mean, and then just the random offshoot diseases that, you know, we have no idea what they are. We had the Black Plague. We had all kinds of stuff right there on the border. And, you know, Ebola, remember when you and I first started talking, we were talking about Ebola that was on the border. There were 16 cases of Ebola around the area that I was working at. I mean, we were freaked out. And then, you know, our supervisors told us, we'll just spray Lysol everywhere when you're getting in and out and you know, mixing and mingling with people and wear your gloves. Like, no, man, that's not safe. That was not efficient for our safety. And so, you know, how does this stuff spread? It goes from the illegal migrants and then to the Border Patrol officers and then to their families and their families spread it to other families. This is how disease catches the wind and rides it. When that big virus comes, the big one, the one that COVID was a joke, right? What was scary about COVID was the policies. What will come next is the actual deadly virus, and it will scare the hell out of you to the point where you'll go running back to the politicians. Oh, please lock us back down again. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I will. But I said this before, COVID would never be obeyed. COVID regulations would never be followed again because we know we were lied to. And that's most of America. The problem is, though, if you start seeing bodies in the street bleeding out of every orifice, you won't even need to suggest to people they lock down. They'll lock down themselves. And this is what's coming. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I was telling Doug before we went on, I did a story on this last week, November 27th, in a Twitter release from Denver Jewish. They announced that they were one of 13 regional centers releasing an Ebola vaccine. Well, that was a freaking lie because I covered this in 2008 when the Crucell Laboratories developed a vaccine. And Doug, as soon as I covered it, they scrubbed the website. but I still had the hard copies on my website. There's one other factor with this too. The CDC owns the patent to Ebola, and you can only do that if you modify it, which means weaponize it. So they've weaponized Ebola. It's more aerosolized. It can stay on surfaces longer than we were told, and it stays contagious longer than we were told, and the incubation period is longer than we were told. And I covered all that back in 2014. Ebola is where it's going, Doug, and this is what I'm. This is about to go back to John Kerry. John Kerry freaks out because of the German farmer situation spreading globally, and he says humans are the scourge of the earth. We need to get rid of humans. And okay, fine. He actually used the word depopulate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's how they're going to do it. They're going to take the grid down and make you helpless, and then they're going to introduce these pathogens. That's what I believe is coming.
Well, I mean, in regards to the incubation time frame, I remember when they first talked about Ebola, what, it was like 7 to 12 days. And then within a couple weeks, we were updated that, oh, no, it's actually like 21 to 26 days. And now it's up to like 40 days of incubation.
Days.
Yeah, so
45 days is what I got.
The moment illegal people cross the border and they get into the border, buddy, if they're there for 3 days, that is weird. Okay, typically the way things were running when I was still doing this is we would find them, we'd catch them, we would deliver them to the soft side facilities, and then from there they're housed, they're processed, and almost immediately here's buses, here's plane tickets, and they're gone. They're gone because you can't keep people in these soft side facilities because it's just a big washing machine of people, right? And so where are they going? Well, I mean, if you have a minimum amount of people, like 20, 30 people out of 1,000 who have Ebola, and then they all go to the same facility, and that, you know, vector just sits there and incubates and spreads amongst people. Okay. Well, then when they are dispersed across the country, by the time they're good and in place, they're full blown Ebola victims. You know, so it wouldn't be hard to go from Texas to Maine with Ebola. Wouldn't be hard.
No, it's very
feasible.
You are contagious before you're symptomatic. That's what I've learned from Ebola.
Yep.
So you're absolutely right about that. And this is what's coming. And when John Kerry said we need a coordinated effort to depopulate,
Yeah, who's going to go first?
How clear does it have to be they want to kill us?
Well, you know, by all means, John, off yourself first. You know, if you're that serious about it, you know, but they won't. They won't say, hey, here's the communal Kool-Aid that we're all going to drink. You know, they won't do that. They say we need to depopulate. What they mean is you're in the way of me living like a king. You got too much money. I need to rule over you. It's always about power and control with these people. And then you got to also understand, we're not talking about people who are there to baptize you and to bring you into the bosom of Christ. These people are antichrist. They have the spirit of antichrist. They are working for the kingdom of the antichrist. When you discover, I guess, Dave, when you discover beyond the politics, because people ask, why is Hillary so wicked? Why are these people involved in Epstein's Island? Why is it all of our politicians? Because their father is Satan. And when you discover that, you start to link everything together, right? Everybody has the same connecting value. They work for the other side. That's Democrats and Republicans, right? So we have an election cycle that'll be starting up this year. There's already massive protests that are going on in Washington, D.C. Tens of thousands of people have already showed up. They stormed the White House fences. I don't know what type of chemical weapons were involved, but I'm pretty sure chemical weapons were involved trying to repel the rioters. Hey, FBI. you better go and visit every single one of their houses too. You know, be a little bit fair and balanced, as we know you're not. But, you know, we have so many things that are going to be happening this year. You got multiple wars, economies that look like they're going to fail. I'd like for you to brief us on the economy thing real quick. But you got the wars, the economies, you got growing tensions between, you know, Palestinians and then the Israelis. And then here in America, people that are pro-Israeli, pro-Palestinian. This is also happening around the world. You know, I was watching a lot of this stuff the other day, and I was praying about it. The word that I got was, this is a season for war. 2024 is a season for war. So yeah, Grid Down is on the table. Dennis Quaid coming out with a new movie, sitting here on drunk as hell on Tucker Carlson, talking about his new movie that's going to be, you know, about Grid Down. The elite have been talking about Grid Down. We've had attacks on the grid for the last 2 to 3 years. Serious attacks. So I don't know what, obviously I don't have a crystal ball, not a seer, but I don't know what the future holds exactly for America, but the weapons are there and are available. Thermonuclear war, you have the proton bombs.
I don't think we're going to see widespread thermonuclear, because they don't want to poop in their own nest.
Yeah, I think it would be very limited strikes.
I think tactical nuclear maybe. But they want ongoing wars for the money.
But hey,
they want to use it to exterminate the population. I mean, look at Europe. In World War I, 6,000 soldiers died per day. That's a pretty good depopulation rate. That's as good as the vaccine.
Check out Ukraine. The average age soldier for the Ukrainians is 43 years old. Because all the young men have been killed.
That's right.
I mean, like, holy crap, all the young men from 17 to 42 are unaccounted for.
Well,
bodies in ditches.
They're kidnapping 12 and 13 year old boys off the streets of Kiev in white vans. To put them in the military.
Yep. Now they're going to start forcing women to start serving. Zelensky just ordered 50,000 woman uniforms to be created at like ASAP. And he's going to start rounding up women. Hey, when are you going to realize you got a dictator? Is this not what Adolf did? And yet all of our leaders support these people. What about the people of Ukraine who are actually dying every day? We don't care because Zelensky's the bad guy and he's a Nazi. Well, Roger, I got that. But there are still innocent people, right? Just like in Gaza. There's still innocent people who are caught up in this, just like in Israel. There's innocent people who are caught up in this. You have the extremist factions and feuds and governments that are trying to kill each other. They don't care about the population. They care about their agendas. You know, and once again, John Kerry, what's the real agenda? Well, you start enough wars, you'll kill everybody.
You know, I think John Kerry is planning to make the great escape. And here's what I mean by that. He refers to humans as if he is not human. You know, it's interesting. When you watch that clip, he has separated himself from humanity. Well, that to me means one of two things. He is part of that alien DNA I like to talk about from the fallen angels that survived the flood. That's one possibility.
He definitely looks like an alien.
Okay. The other thing I'd say, though, is this. Even if you don't buy into that theory, even if you don't think that's true, he is going to go singularity, melding man and machine and transhumanism, and that separates him from humanity. Doug, those are the only two things I can come up with, because there's a complete disassociation between himself and identifying as a human.
Well, I mean, these are the same people who horrifically traffic, sexually mutilate, cannibalize, go on hunts and murder children so that they can heighten up the adrenochrome in their blood, and then they consume it, because somewhere in their minds or some science manual says that you can extend your life by that. Remember, the Bible says that there's life in the blood, there's power in this blood. because that's what they believe themselves, right? And to me, they're all a bunch of Draculas. But, you know, look at the new King of England. He's sitting there laughing about how, yeah, when I die, I hope I come back, as if he thinks he's coming back as a virus and I kill all of humanity. All these people think this way. They all think like this. All these rich moguls, they all think like this. Could you imagine if the smaller population of people, which is the majority of the earth, if we said, you know what, I think the best thing to do is to kill all the rich people. That's what they're afraid of. That's what they're afraid of.
They should be, because that's what people are going to resort to. Whether I agree with it or either, I don't care if I agree with it or not, there's going to be no place they can hide.
No, I mean, scripture even says that they're going to go down to their bunkers and they're going to cry out for the rocks to fall upon them, because they want to be hidden from the Lamb who's going to come for them. You know, there's an interesting quote from Napoleon. He said that religion is excellent stuff for keeping common people quiet. Religion is what keeps the poor from murdering the rich. Back then, he was talking about the papacy. He was talking about the Catholic Church. And now it's no longer the Catholic Church. It's transhumanism, right? That is the new religion of the day, transhumanism. Transsexuals, transhumanism, I can be whatever I want to be, trans species. It's anything that is not of Christ. That's what they worship now. And so that's what they're trying to formulate into this new kind of religion. And it has Gaia worship in it, worshiping of the earth. That's why, you know, they want to save the earth, but yet they want to kill millions of babies every year in abortion.
Right? That's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. In Genesis, it talks about man's given dominion over the earth. That means ruling responsibly. And that means animal, fish, fowl, and the earth itself. But in Gaia, they flipped that paradigm, and they flipped it upside down to where the earth is number one, followed by animal, fish, fowl, and man. And that's where the globalists have placed us. And this is, people, you need to understand what climate change is really about. They can't outsmart God, and that's what they're saying they can do. We can manage the planet better than nature can, which is what God has done. They make up their lies to justify what they're doing. The reality is they want to deindustrialize the world to put you on your knees so you don't have a job, and then they're going to make you sick, they're going to keep you sick, and then they're going to kill you. And it's called, you know, slow genocide, because they know if they went quick genocide, the world would rise up against them. So they've got to do slow genocide over time. It's like the frog in the boiling pot. You won't even know what's happening until it's over.
Well, and then there's another part of this, and I want to go back to this quote. If you tell a lie big enough, mm-hmm. and you keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. All right. There's another side of this quote that people don't use. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you 9/11, the wars in the Middle East, all the quote plagues that are happening, the you know, the economic downturns that have happened. This is all a big lie to protect the elite so that they stay at the top, and you only get to be there if you're hand selected, right? I mean, that's why I've completely given up on our politicians. They are irrelevant in America at this point in time. Irrelevant. They do nothing but they expect money. They're as bad as the clergy. So I would say that if there was ever a time for people to truly be prepared, man, you should have done it last year, right? If you don't, have the basics of food, water, weapons, a few tools, you know, things to maintain your own home, maintain your car, a few spare parts, because when the economy tanks, I mean, you may not have the money to get a new oil filter or oil. You may not have the ability to have gas on hand or a spare tire. You know, I mean, you may not have the things that you throw away every day. I don't need this container. Throw it away. Man, in other parts of the world, that's gold for people. That keeps food, better longer. We in America, we throw away what the rest of the world digs in piles of trash to find and to resell, to include food. You know, don't forget Venezuela. They were literally killing each other over food that was thrown away every day into the markets, rotting food. We're one transistor away from the entire grid going down. You know, we're just, I don't think we're mentally, I don't think Americans are ready for this. Spiritually, I hope Christians are ready for this. But, you know, you need to get prepared. You need to get really close with God. If you're not close with God, now's the time to be. You need to have weapons, because when prophecy hits the fan, people are going to get crazy. And don't expect people to be merciful to you. You know, I mean, I think people have a obscure view of what doomsday apocalypse scenario looks like. If you want to see what it looks like, just review what, South Africa looks like, or the Middle East. There's still going to be governance, forms of control, police, militaries, dictators, warlords. Those people aren't going anywhere. And they'll control the Walmarts, they'll control the 18-wheelers, they'll control the roads. You'll just now have to deal with them. Right? I mean, that's part of what is going to happen in America. We'll be completely deteriorated. I hope not.
Well, it's not a matter of hoping. It's a matter of what's coming. You see, we're talking about the genocide from the pathogen standpoint. But recently, and we talked about this the other day, I've got it on good authority, and not from Michael Yon, by the way, but Michael Yon also told Paul Preston this. Mayorkas went to the Darien Gap, helicoptered in from Panama, and spoke to the Chinese troops that are garrisoned there. Don't know what he talked about, but we can only imagine. And Paul told me last night that he's coming back. That's the word. In other words, here's what I'm saying. It's very likely that the Director of Homeland Security is helping to organize an invasion of the United States.
I mean, Milley was more than willing to tell China, if we were going to go to war with them, that we were going to go to war with them. Yeah.
I don't even know why he said that. I mean, they were having a hearing about the debacle of the Afghan withdrawal. And out of the blue, he says, well, I'd have to tell China. Was he like just declaring an allegiance to China that was unsolicited?
In law enforcement, we call that a spontaneous speech. Sometimes criminals will just randomly tell on themselves. And you let them. You don't interrupt your enemy when he's in the process of destroying himself or exposing his agendas, right? So I think a little bit of truth happened there. But whatever is staged in Canada, troop wise, is probably double to triple in Mexico. Probably double to triple. Because it's what was the report the other day? Jamie Walden and I, and I think you were talking about this, tens of thousands of Chinese men, military age fighting males, crossing the American border every month. Well, where are they going? Who the hell is sending them? I mean, they're escaping China. How do you escape China when China literally can put a little unknown, undeclared police department in New York and then go and find you because you said something on Twitter bad against the People's Republic of China? You mean to tell me they don't know where all these people are escaping to in South America and in Central America, and they're not stopping them there?
They're not escaping, Doug. They're being planted. No.
They're being shipped out.
Yeah, and a lot of them have the dragon tattoos that are common to the CCP and the upper level military. I think we're getting spec ops from China. That would be my guess.
It only takes a few. It only takes a few soldiers to train a crowd of people to be somewhat relevant with weapons and tactics. And it doesn't take but a few weeks of training. You can train up a guerrilla force good enough, right, to harass a government to make a scene with enough people to be successful. I don't know, man. 2024 is going to be very, very interesting. It is January the 14th as we record this. We're just beginning. We got a Black Swan event already that's prepared for this year. What is that? Is that an assassination of a politician? Is it grid down? Is it World War III? Is it disease X? Is it a civil war? What is it going to be? Is it aliens?
Yeah, aliens are the final straw. The fake alien invasion of Project Bluebeam, that's the final straw. It's not on my table in the immediate time, but I do think they're setting the stage for it with all the fake alien coverage they're doing.
Yeah, there was what in Brazil they just reported yesterday or this morning that there's another set of 10-foot tall aliens that were spotted in Brazil. I don't even care about these stories anymore.
It's like the Miami Mall. Listen, people saw things in the Miami Mall. There were 10-foot somethings in the Miami Mall, but they weren't physical or biological entities. It was HAARP technology. And they were firing at the people were pulling out guns and shooting. That's why you saw the police response you saw in those videos. But I think that was can we fake an alien invasion? Let's pick out this mall and let's do it. That's what I think. I think it was a beta test.
You think it was holographic?
Absolutely, yeah. It wasn't real. This one guy was describing it on Twitter, and I've seen some of the Twitter accounts. He says, "Yeah, me and my girl were there, and people were starting to run." And he goes, "Fat chicks, they're all running." And he says, "I said to her, we better go." And then we heard gunshots, and we better really go. And then he said he saw this entity that was huge, and then it's coming at them, and then it disappears. And he said, "We were running faster in hell." And I heard those kind of descriptions on Twitter quite a bit. And that tells me it was holographic, it wasn't real, and it was basically a beta test for a fake alien invasion, Project Bluebeam. But I don't think it's on the immediate table. I think obviously what they're going to do is going to be grid down. Number one, you got to neutralize the people. Number two, you're going to have a pandemic. Number three, you got to have a war. Number four, you got to have America invaded. You got to wipe out America. See, Doug, people don't realize this too. I'm convinced. Europe can be subjugated and depopulated. Americans are going to be exterminated. They can't have the American spirit survive. They can't have the 400 million guns, Second Amendment, free speech, God and Jesus. They're going to exterminate Americans.
I mean, what we need is we need very intensive prayer for our country. The politicians are not going to fix this problem. The wheels have already been set in motion. So as God-fearing people, as praying people, we need to pray. I'll tell you to dig the well for your own home first, as Abraham was told. Prepare for your household. You may have to shelter people, right? And when you don't have the food for that, you go to God and you allow God to intercede on your behalf, right? The 2024 may test a lot of people's prayer, their prayer life. It may test their faith, but we have such a good God, such a mighty God. He will never leave us undefended. He will not see us, without. And I'm talking about his people. I'm not talking about America, the land of America, or the country. I'm talking about the people of God. He will defend you. He will be in front of you, fighting your battles, defending you from the rear. He'll be providing for you, establishing his own standard in the midst of a flood of enemies coming at you. But you got to be right with God. And your family has to be right with God. Men, this is on you to be leading your families from the front as the warrior priest doing the right things when nobody is looking. That's the integrity that the Lord is looking for and the faith that he's looking for. How can we possibly fight anything if God is against us? Because the adverse of that is, who can defeat us if God is for us?
Well, I agree. I totally agree. But convince the people this works. That's the challenge we all face as believers, is telling people, and we're not trying to indoctrinate you. We're trying to show you a better way.
Yeah, absolutely. All I can tell you is, I'm a Christian. I wasn't once. And through diligent prayer and breaking off a lot of things in my life that was holding me back from being closer to God, I may not have the income that I once had, but I'm happier than I've ever been. And I'm more solidified in who I am as a man in God than I ever was. And I've done some pretty cool guy stuff, but I've never felt what I felt now being close to the Lord. And it is pleasing to be that close to God. It's pleasing to me. It's a soothing balm on my heart to read the Word of God every single day and to be able to preach it and minister to men. The thing else that I would like to say is, please help support Dave Hodges. He's been shadow banned on YouTube, probably not coming back. So what we do on Rumble is very important work, but Dave, Rumble is under attack by the SEC. May not last very long, right?
They're trying to take down all the free speech centers, so they're after Rumble now. Rumble issued a very defiant statement. I was really glad to see them do that. They said, "We've done nothing wrong. We tell the truth about our holdings and our numbers and so forth, but that doesn't keep the other side from attacking us because we're a free speech outlet. We need to pray for Rumble. I'm being very serious about that. Please pray for Rumble." Doug, you've got something else too that we should probably talk about. We need to train, prep, and pray, and you're going to handle the prep part. Tell people about the trainings you have coming up.
So February 10th through the 11th. So this is a 2-day course. It's going to be in Teleco Plains, Tennessee at Ready Made Resources, which is also, you can go to readymaderesources.com and you can sign up for the training. We're going to be continuing with the Shoot, Move, Communicate course. We're teaching people how to use their weapons safely, teaching them tactics and how to learn close quarters battle within rooms. And there's a lot of other stuff that comes on top of that. We train during the day. We also train at night, because what you do in the day sometimes is not the same at night. So we teach you how to use flashlights correctly. We teach you how to work as a one man, clearing a room, clearing a house. We always consider your training for your house, right? Mm-hmm. So we teach you how to work singular and then in teams. We have a role player that you actually have to interact with, who's going to shoot back at you. He's going to talk smack to you. He's going to infuriate you. And you're going to have to use the skills that we develop to overcome the situation and to take control of the situation. The whole goal is to get you as prepared as possible to deal with people who are not going to be on your side, or who, you know, may just randomly be in the wrong place, wrong time, so that you don't. And what we don't want you to do is, we don't want you to put you through a course like a shoot house course, where every time you cross into a new room, you got a target on the wall and you shoot. That's developing muscle memory, so that every time you see somebody, you pull a gun out and you shoot them. All right. We want you to be thinking your way through these problems, solving the problem. The human element is a problem that has to be solved. And people completely break down and lose their minds when we get a role player involved. And so we can help coach you through these situations. When you mess up, we'll let you go ahead and mess up, and then we'll stop you. We'll tell you what you did wrong, how to fix it, replay the scenario so that you always end positive and not negative. We don't yell at people. We don't scream at people. This is literally about training the flock to be able to crush the wolves. And if you don't have that training, if you don't want to seek it from us, go somewhere. Get some level of training. Our training, February 10th and 11th, is $650 for 2 days of training. That's like 12-hour days of training that we're going to be doing. We will go out there, Dave, and literally train until you want to go to sleep, if that's what you want to do. If you want, we tell people, wear all of your tactical gear, bring all your gear, get the reps in with all the stuff that you've bought that you stage in your closet and you never wear. Bring all that stuff. Let us evaluate it. See if it's good gear or not. Maybe we can switch some stuff around on you so that it's more comfortable. And then you can also take a look at what we wear and see why we wear the things we wear. And you can see what high quality gear looks like. And maybe if you'd be interested purchasing some. We do our best to equip people. I mean, we don't really do this for money. I mean, when you break down like hourly, we're almost getting paid like $30 an hour to train people. So we're not really doing this for the money. But it does help to feed, three different families. Yeah. So we have another course that's coming up in March. That's our big 4-day shoot, move, communicate course. That's where we have day and nighttime scenarios that are going on. The last one we did was epic. We had 20 smoke grenades that we threw over a period of 3 or 4 hours, and the entire Smoky Mountains was out smoked by us. So it was really cool. We had fires going. It was raining. It was dark. It was cold. It was miserable. We had sound effects going on. I was a role player as well that you had to interact with. So we made this as much of an immersive training scenario as possible. And what we do is we build you up, and then we build up your skills, and then we put you through scenarios so that you can test those skills. And man, hopefully the goal is I only have to teach this to you one class, and you can remember it, and you can go back home, and you can train for free in your own house. And now that you know what to be doing and what to look for, you can teach that to others. That's our goal, right? So if you don't have training, get some level of training. You don't have to come and see us. But yes, if you sir. Do, I agree. If you do, get please trained. Come out. ReadyMadeResources.com.
You got a couple of high-level commitments, too. We got about 20 seconds. Tell people about that, coming to your training.
Well, we don't want to say any names. It's okay, a possibility.
But you told me the names. I'll put it this way. I was impressed. I was impressed by the names that we can't mention. Okay. Doug, you got 10 seconds to tell us where we can follow you.
GSRadio.net. YouTube and Rumble. We will be bringing this training out to Jamie Walden's this summer, so be staying in tune for that.
Okay, and I may have to drop in on that because it's not too far from my neighborhood. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, and consider training and prepping, ladies and gentlemen. Train, prep, and pray. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Dave.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.